जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Nithai Gaur Haribol, 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 Haribol. Nithai Gaur Haribol, 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 Haribol. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate. भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
Reading from Canto 11, Chapter 4, Text Number 5.
अदावभुच्छद धृतिरजसास्य सर्गे विष्णु स्थितौ क्रतुपतिर्द्विजधर्मसेतु रुद्रोप्याय तमसा पुरुषः स आद्य इत्युद्भव स्थितिलयः सततं प्रजासु आदावभुच्छत धृतिरजसास्य सर्गे विष्णुः स्थितौ क्रतुपतिर्द्विजधर्मसेतुः रुद्रोप्याय तमसा पुरुषः स आद्य इत्युद्भव स्थितिलयः सततं प्रजासु आदावभुच्छत धृतिरजसास्य सर्गे विष्णुः स्थितौ क्रतुपतिर्द्विजधर्मसेतुः रुद्रोप्याय तमसा पुरुषः स आद्य इत्युद्भव स्थितिलयः सततं प्रजासु
Matajis. Adau, in the beginning, Abhut, he became, Shatadhritihi, Lord Brahma, Rajasa, by the material mode of passion, Asya, of this universe, Sarge, in the creation, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Sthitau, in maintenance, Kratupatihi, the Lord of sacrifice, Dvija, of the twice born, Brahmanas, Dharma, of the religious duties, Sedhu, the protector, Rudraha, Lord Shiv, Apyayaya, for annihilation, Tamasa, by the mode of ignorance, Purushaha, the Supreme Person, Saha, He, Adyaha, original, Iti, thus, Udbhavasthiti Layaha, creation, maintenance, and destruction, Satatam, always, Prajasu, among created beings. Translation and purport by the disciples of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the beginning, the original Supreme Personality manifested the form of Brahma through the material mode of passion in order to create this universe. The Lord manifested His form as Vishnu, the Lord of sacrifice and protector of the twice-born Brahmins, and their religious duties to maintain the universe. And when the universe is to be annihilated, the same Supreme Lord employs the material mode of ignorance and manifests the form of Rudra. The created living beings are thus always subject to the forces of creation, maintenance, and destruction. Purport. In the previous verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was described as Adikarta, the original person responsible for the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material world. According to Sridhar Swami, Adhikarta, or the original doer, implies subsequent creators, maintainers, and annihilators. Otherwise, there would be no meaning to the word Adi or original. Therefore, this verse describes that the Absolute Truth expands Himself into the Gunavatars, or incarnations, who carry out the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the universe through the modes of passion, goodness, and ignorance respectively. It is significant here that although this verse mentions creation through the material mode of passion and annihilation through the material mode of ignorance, it does not mention maintenance by Vishnu through the material mode of goodness. That is because Vishnu is Vishuddha Sattva, or existing on the platform of unlimited transcendental goodness. Although Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are somewhat affected by their prescribed duties as superintendents of the modes of nature, Lord Vishnu is Vishuddha Sattva, completely beyond contamination, even by the material mode of goodness. As described in the Vedas, Natasya Karyam Karanam Chavidyate, the Lord has no occupational duty, whereas Lord Shiv and Lord Brahma are understood to be servants of the Lord. Vishnu is completely transcendental. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, Vishnu, described in this verse as Kratupatihi, the Lord of sacrifice, is understood to have appeared in a previous age as the incarnation of Suyajna, the son of Prajapati Ruchi, whereas Brahma and Shiva faithfully engage in service to the Supreme Lord. Vishnu is the Supreme Lord Himself, and therefore His activities of maintaining the Brahmins and religious principles, as mentioned in this verse, Dvij Dharma Setuhu, are not occupational duties but Leela. So in addition to being a Gunavatar, Vishnu is also a Leelavatar, according to Srila Jiva Goswami. The Mahabharata Shanti Parva describes the birth of Lord Brahma from the lotus flower, emanating from Vishnu, and the subsequent birth of Lord Shiv from the angry eyes of Lord Brahma. Vishnu, however, is the self-manifested personality of Godhead who enters the material universe by His own internal potency, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.8.15. Talloka padmam sa eva Vishnu pravivishat sarva gunava bhasam. In conclusion, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the Supreme Controller, whose personal form is full of eternal existence, knowledge and bliss, who is beginningless but in the beginning, is the beginning of everything, who is known as Govind, and who is the original cause of all causes, as stated in Brahma Samhita. Still that same eternal Lord manifests himself as Brahma and Shiva, in the sense that the primeval controllers Brahma and Shiv manifest the potency and supreme will of the Lord, although they themselves are not supreme. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjanashalakraya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Garaha Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyevacha Padidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I beg the blessings of all the assembled devotees. It's indeed a great privilege and an honor to be given this opportunity to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially to such an exalted assembly, the residents of Radha Gopinath Temple, the Brahmacharis, and the exalted members of the congregation. Even though I have no qualifications, I hope to speak for my own purification. So in the beginning, the original Supreme Personality manifested the form of Brahma through the material mode of passion in order to create this universe. The Lord manifested his form as Vishnu, the Lord of sacrifice and protector of the twice-born Brahmins and their religious duties, to maintain the universe. And when the universe is to be annihilated, the same Supreme Lord employs the material mode of passion and manifests the form of Rudra. The created living beings are thus always subject to the forces of creation, maintenance and destruction. Hare Krishna. So as we know that the Navayogendras are giving the knowledge to Nimi Maharaj. Generally, when there is a class, you have one speaker, many members as audience. In this case, we find that there are many speakers, one audience. Just as in a flower, when it develops nectar, automatically the bees gather. Similarly, when the intense desire for listening to the message of the Supreme Lord appears in the heart of any devotee, then Krishna is showing from this example that what to speak of one, I'll send you nine. At least, can get more also. So it's all the matter of our inquisitiveness, our jigyasa, that laulyam, which is so important. The attitude with which we listen Srimad Bhagavatam, that as you know, there's a saying that when the death knocks on your door, the doctor is looked upon as God. When he accepts your case, then he becomes an ordinary human being. And when he treats you and gives you a bill, then he becomes a devil. Same person, but depending upon how, what is our need, then our perception of that person changes. You see, and therefore, just devotee was asking me, Prabhu was asking me that Pitrupaksh, you know, what is the injunction for deliverance of the forefathers? Should we do Shraddha and should we do this and that? And it was mentioned previously by one of the speakers that Gokarna and Dundhukari, very amazing story. And I was just trying to do a little research as to what is this Dundhukari, what was his sin. So he was born in a Brahmin family. He was the adopted, he was the sister's son of Dunduli, an Atmadev. They adopted him, and his brother was also an adopted son, Gokarna. And his sin was that he was very cruel to his mother and his parents. So much so that his mother became so frustrated with him that she jumped into the well and killed herself. He used to abuse his mother so much. And after the death of his mother, he was living with prostitutes. He had 5 prostitutes in his house. So sinful he was. And the prostitutes started thinking that this guy is so sinful that eventually he'll be caught by the government, by the police, and they will confiscate everything that he has. I will be left with nothing. So they decide to kill him. And that's how he gets killed. He becomes a ghost. So the message goes to Gokarna, who was moving around in the in pilgrimage. So when he hears it, he decides to do the final rites, Shraddha and everything. And after he comes back to his ancestral property, he finds Gokarna's ghost moving around in the house. And he was, first of all, he was shocked that how come my brother is not delivered, because you do the final rites for the sake of deliverance of the departed soul from the ghostly existence, Preta Sharir. So he's amazed and he's asking, "Arey, how come you're still a ghost?" So Gokarna says, "I am so sinful that even if you do 1,000 such final rites, I will not be delivered because I'm such a sinful soul. So you, therefore, you do some research and find out what is the method by which I will be delivered." And then he does, he meets saintly people who tell him that you should do Bhagavat Saptaha. And then Gokarna takes Bhagavatam, sits and he reads from the first canto up to the 12th canto all Sri Krishna's pastimes, and then he does Nam Sankirtan. And Dundhukari, he takes residence in a bamboo and he is listening. And each day when the katha was being narrated, one knot used to crack And on the seventh day, the entire bamboo split open. The soul was liberated from his ghostly existence and attained a Chaturbhuj Roop like Narayan. He attained Swarupya Mukti, Salokya, Sarisht, everything he received. And Vaikunth Viman appeared and took him onto that abode and was taking him back to Vaikuntha. And at that time, Dundhokari, he asks these messengers of Vishnu that, how is it that I was also listening Srimad Bhagavatam, and there were others also who were in the class who were listening Srimad Bhagavatam. So how come only I got the benefit, they did not get the benefit? And they said that that's because of the intensity with which you are listening. Well, you were listening with that with the surrender, and you fasted for 7 days and seven nights, and you just heard, and you are not checking your Facebook, you are not checking your WhatsApp, and you are not distracted, basically. And others were probably doing that. We all have that, you know, do that sometimes. So, therefore, you got the benefit and they did not get. But don't worry, because they have heard Srimad Bhagavatam, they will get the benefit. When they listen to Bhagavatam again, the second time, they will all be delivered. So Gokarna actually arranged for another Bhagavad Saptaha, and all of those audiences again attended, and all of them ascended to the Vaikuntha planet. So that was the glory, mahatmya of Srimad Bhagavatam, the advantage of listening with an attentive mind, without any, you can say, with what we listen, with how do we approach God, how do we approach Srimad Bhagavatam? See, there is an intellectual approach and there is a devotional approach. If there is an intellectual approach, then it ends in duplication. Anything you see in nature, if you have an intellectual approach to something, like the scientists, they have an intellectual approach to creation. So what do? They end up duplicating it. They study the birds, they duplicate it in the form of an aeroplane. They studied the eyes and they duplicated it in the form of a camera or a lens or whatever. So you see, an intellectual approach to something ends up in duplication. You want to replicate it. Oh, how is it done? Is it not? Also, you can analyze a speaker. Okay, how is he doing it and whatever. And then you make notes and you fill up your... You can do that. Okay, how do I give a class? So also with God, maybe if we are trying to find out how is He managing the creation, as it is said here, we may end up even thinking that, well, why do I need God? Well, I can have my own creation. So therefore, an intellectual approach. How can a small cup contain the water in the ocean? Not possible. So how can this tiny intelligence fathom the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And in that sense, if you see that the Lord is very attractive to the people, because people like mysterious things, and the Lord will always be mysterious. And therefore people will always, you know, keep learning. That's good in one sense. You need to use your intelligence. But once you have gathered, you understood that Sri Krishna is the person to be surrendered to and served, and then, okay, then you give up the intellectual process and take up to the devotional process. Intelligence is with the brain and devotion is with your heart. Now, someone gives you a glass of juice, orange juice, says, are you hungry? And he said, here's a juice. Now, if you don't have that faith, then you will go and you will try to do an experiment, and you know, what is the vitamins, what is the vitamin C, B, and what are the proteins and all that. And at the end of it, if you are left with nothing to drink, what's the point of it all? Where's the juice? Well, it's gone all in the laboratory. Khatam ho gaya, abhi kuch bacha hi nahi. So the purpose of the juice is defeated. Purpose is to quench your thirst, to give you nourishment, to enjoy the taste. So similarly, if one is approaching God with an intellectual approach and you are just analyzing it only, and you're not actually enjoying. The purpose of God is what? To actually serve Him and love Him. When we do the opposite, like if you see the people in this world, they when they live in this world, they apply their heart. There are so many people who like smoking, and everybody knows smoking is not good, but still they smoke. If you tell them, why do you smoke? They know. They say that we know that it's not good for health, it's written here. So they know, but still they do not. Why? Because they're attached. But when it comes to Krishna consciousness, where you're supposed to use your heart, to use your intelligence. Oh, I like that too. So therefore, we have to search the Lord in the heart. Therefore, Krishna says, Hridesha Arjuna Tishtati, I am in the heart. Why? We are searching Him in the brain. Like one day I was speaking to one boy and he wanted to come and meet me. So I said, okay, Prabhu, come, let's meet. So where will you be? I'll be in the temple, ISKCON temple. So he came. And he called me, Prabhuji, where are you? So I told him, you come, you stand outside Govinda's, I'll meet you. So I came down and I was just waiting at Govinda's and I called him, where are you? I couldn't see him. So I said, I'm inside Govinda's. So I said, oh, you're inside Govinda's. Okay, I'm standing outside Govinda's. I'll come inside. So I went inside Govinda's and I called him, so where are you? I cannot see you here also. Prabhuji, I'm standing at the reception. Oh, it's a reception. Okay, then I came to the reception. Still I could not see him. I said, what? Are where are you, yaar? Kahan hai yaar tu? Are reception mein bhi nahi hai wo. So he said, Prabhuji, main to reception mein khada hu. Bola, kya baat kar raha hai yaar, main bhi reception mein khada hu. What the hell? Then I just thought that maybe kya yaar kaun se mandir mein hai tu? Main to Jew mandir pe hu Prabhuji. Bola yaar Jew mandir mein kahan pahunche? Yaar main to Girgaon Chowpatti ki baat karo to Jew Chowpatti pahunch gaya. So he's in ISKCON Jew. I am in ISKCON Chowpatti. Govinda's reception, but different place altogether. Similarly, the Lord is saying, I am Hridesha Arjuna Tishtati. And we are spend our whole life searching Him in the mind, in the intelligence, but He's saying, I'm in the heart. So, here in this purport, there is an intellectual understanding. Again, after the 10th cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam has been completed, again, the same thing, where Lord Vishnu has been established as supreme, above Shiva, above Brahma. And how the guna avatars of Vishnu and Shiva and Brahma, they are guna avatars. And Brahma is also managed, he's the creator. He's a secondary creator. He's in fact the assembler. Like you have any machine. The universe is also like a machine. And the original manufacturer is Vishnu. Brahma is the assembler. And any machine needs maintenance, so you have a annual maintenance contract, which is very important. And who can do that? Only Vishnu can do that, because there are so many things in the universe, like for example justice and all those kind of. The most complicated thing is to give people the reactions for what they have done, which only Narayan can do, and therefore he has to take part in the maintenance. And then when the product is depleted, then it has to be recycled. So the recycling department is with Lord Shiva. So here it is said that Vishnu and all these controllers, they are all, because they are hands-on management, they are affected by that. They get carried away. But Narayan is Vishuddha Sattva, and even though he is in management, but he is not affected, because therefore he is not in the mode of goodness. He is beyond that. So, very important thing is that it is established that there is only one worshipable person whom you can worship, whom you can give the heart. That is the very important point that Bhagavatam keeps emphasizing. One who is beyond the modes. Who is worthy of your surrender? One who is beyond the modes. Vishnu is beyond the modes. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma are also not beyond the modes. In fact, all the 33 crore demigods are not beyond the modes. They want to speak of any other person, any other controller in any rung of the universal management, how can they be worthy of our surrender? Bhagavatam is exclusive in that. Otherwise, why is it establishing Vishuddha Sattva? Now, what is the need for establishing this fact? Because, and you see that there is a confusion in all, you know, who is supreme and now, this should not be a debate. Basically, after 10 cantos, Srimad Bhagavatam has been spoken that who is the supreme, Shiva is supreme, or because already Banasur, then Brahma Vimohan Leela, and all those Leelas have established Sri Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. Is it not? If a person reads Bhagavatam, there is no confusion. But the problem is that there are so many Puranas which are explaining the opposite. You see, sometimes, like for example, one, there is a story of Lord Vishnu. When the demigods approach Lord Vishnu for assistance in killing a demon, so Vishnu goes and performs tapa and dhyan on Lord Shiva. And Shiva appears. And before that, Lord Vishnu decides to worship Lord Shiva with the help of 1,000 lotus petals. So Lord Shiva, in order to check the devotion of Lord Vishnu, he secretly comes and steals one lotus petal. So Vishnu, when he is offering Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, he realizes that one petal is missing. So what does he do? He takes his eyes and he offers it to Lord Shiva. Because his eyes is also Tasya Aravinda, Nayanasya Pada Aravinda, everything is lotus. His feet is lotus, his eyes are lotus. So he offers that. Lord Shiva is very pleased, blesses him and offers him Sudarshan Chakra. Go, vanquish the demons. Oh, wow. Shiva is so powerful. You see? So now all these different Purans are there giving us. Therefore, it's a little confusing for the people. But then in another episode, like in Ramayana, in the Balyakant, there is another. There again the demigods go to Brahma and they say that we want to really know. We don't want to just believe in the hearsay stories that Vishnu is supreme or Shiva is supreme. We want to really know who is the supreme. So Brahma said, alright, let's establish a competition. Let's set it up. So Vishwakarma is called and he's given a project of making two great bows. And one for Shiva and one for Vishnu. And the competition begins. And all the 33 crore demigods have been assembled there. And before the war, the soldiers, the participants, they give out a war cry, battle cry. So Vishnu screams. Such a tumultuous scream it was that Lord Shiva was stunned and he froze and his bow snapped and all the 33 crore gods, most of them, they just collapsed, lost their consciousness. Some of them that were left, they got up and they said, that's enough. Hare Krishna, please give back the bows. Let this competition not go on further. We have come to the conclusion that Lord Vishnu is the supreme. So you see, there are such conflicting stories and it's difficult to come to the conclusion. People read Ramayana and they see that how Lord Ram worshipped Lord Shiva and all those things. So they do not know what to conclude. And therefore, it is very important to understand that knowledge which has been given by Srimad Bhagavatam, the Amala Purana, is most authoritative. And just as it is, as Lord Shri Krishna serves his devotees, he serves Arjun. He is a great devotee of the Lord. Doesn't make Arjun a superior being to Shri Krishna. So also, there are instances where Lord Vishnu is serving his other devotees like Lord Shiva, Vaishnavana, Metha, Shambhu. And in that sense, doesn't make him inferior by any way. So therefore the ultimate authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Vaishnavanam Priyam. Yasmin Paramaham Semekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate. So therefore, this is the ultimate authority on who is supreme. So here we can see that being beyond the modes. Being beyond the modes means what? He is not affected by honor, dishonor, praise, criticism, material happiness. It's not. That's why it's called as Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gaganasadrisham Meghavaranam Shubhangam Lakshmikantam Kamalanayanam Yogibhir Dhyana Gamyam Vande Vishnum Bhavabhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham. All those Vishnu Sarastranam, it's all about Lord Vishnu. Chirodhanvat Pradesha Shuchimani Vilasat Saikade Moktikanam Mala Klipta Sanastash Fatikamani Nibhair Moktiker Manditangaha Shubhreta Bhreda Bhredu Parivira Chitair Muktapiyu Shavarshehi Anandi Nafpuniya Darinalinagada Shankhapanir Mukundaha Bhuf Padau Yasya Nabhir Vyeda Sura Nilaschandra Surya Uchinetri Karnavashak Shiradyor Mukhamapidahano Yasya Vaseyam Abdihi Antastham yasya vishvam suranarkhagagau bhogi gandharva daityai chitram ram ram yate tam tribhuvana vapusham vishnum isham namami meghashyamam pitakausheya vasam shrivat sangam kaustubodbhasitangam punyupetam pundarikaya taksham vande vishnum sarvalokaikanatham Sashanka chakram sakirita kundalam sapita vastram sarasirihikshanam Sahara vakshasthalakaustabhashriyam namami vishnum shirasachadurbhujam Chayayam parijatasya hema simhasanupari Asinam ambhudashyama mayataksham alankritam Chandrananam chaturubahum shrivat sangita vakshasam Rukmini satyavama bhyam sahitam krishnamashraye. Such beautiful verses extolling the glories of Lord Shri Vishnu. Shantakaram Bhujagashayana. Shantakaram. One of the things is he's shant. You cannot disturb him. You praise him. See, in this world, there are people, especially in India, you see, people have this. If they want to get their work done, they'll praise. Chamchagiri, you say. And we are expert at that. In India especially. You see people, you know. They go in traffic and they get caught in some thing. Then they'll go, sir, thoda sa. And they'll take out some bribe and they'll give. You know, in India, truckers, before this GST came out, the truckers paid around 2,500 crores by way of bribe. Khus. Hare Krishna. Matlab, ko log signal tod dete hain ya kuch kar dete hain, they've got illegal property in their truck and then they will get caught and then they will give a little 500 rupees and they'll get out. This is our nature, you see. Like one guy, somebody gave him a 100 rupee note. The 100 rupee note, hare Allah, sahi hai. हम तो फाइव स्टार होटल में जाएंगे. सो इस फ्रेंड्स टोल्ड हिम आर पागल है क्या. सॉरी, नॉट 100 रुपीस, 500 रुपीस नोट किसी ने दिया. तो मैं फाइव स्टार में जाके खाऊंगा. पागल हो गया क्या. 500 रुपए में फाइव स्टार होटल में खा नहीं सकते. अरे तो सो इवेंट टू फाइव स्टार होटल एंड ही ऑर्डर्ड लाइक पिज्जा पास्ता पी सिजलर एंड ऑल दोस थिंग. बिल आया तो 5,000 रुपीस. Bill Ayer, he said, sorry, sir, I've got only 500 rupees. So what rogue? So give, nikalo. So he said, nahi hai mere paas. They called the police. Arrested. So he took that 500 rupees, gave it to the police. The police left him. Police left him. Chhod diya. 500 rupees mein 5 star hotel mein kha gaya. Chalo. This is, you see, our nature. कुछ गलत करो तो चापलूसी चाटुकारी. यू प्रेस समबडी ही बिकम्स अ सर्वेंट. यू कैन डू दैट विद लॉर्ड विष्णु. एंड द प्रॉब्लम इज दैट वेदर इट इज शिवा और इट इज ब्रह्मा, दे आर ऑल अफेक्टेड बाय दिस. यू प्रेस देम, इनवोक सम प्रेयर्स, और इमीडिएटली दे आर विलिंग टू गिव ब्लेसिंग्स. एंड दैट वाज ऑलरेडी डिस्कस्ड. बाणासुर वृकासुर सुखदेव आस्क्ड दिस क्वेश्चन बाय परीक्षित, व्हाई इज इट दैट Lord Shri Krishna's devotees are always in misery and, you know, all poverty. And because Lord Shri Krishna, when he blesses, he gives transcendental knowledge which opens your eye. But when these demigods, when they bless you with material opulences, you become proud, it closes your eyes.
Because liberation is not the goal. They get affected. Okay, theek hai le lo. Even though they know that what he's asking for is not for his benefit. So here Bhagavatam is very straightforward. Don't go about doing chaplosi, maskagiri. It's not required. Krishna consciousness, you just do the right thing. Follow principles laid down by Sri Krishna, by Bhagavatam, by Shastra. It is a principle. When it comes to Krishna, exclusive surrender, rest everybody is okay. Why you have to go? You are following. Krishna is asking the Brajbasis. Wait. Hold on. What is this you are doing? Worshipping Govardhan, worshipping Indra? What is this? Is it social custom or scriptural injunction? Brajbasis say, social custom. Give it up. It's not scriptural injunction, give it up. Why do you want to worship Indra? We have to please him. Because when he is pleased, then we get rain. Excuse me. What do you mean by Indra being pleased? You see, in the rainy season, maximum diseases are there in the rainy season only. Most unhealthy season is the rainy season. So do you think that this is a result of a pleased God? And if he's really in control, why the hell is he pouring rain in the ocean? What a waste of water. Why doesn't he pour it in the dams? He is not doing because he's pleased with you. He's doing because it's his duty. If you do your duty, you don't have to bribe Indra. You forget Indra Puja. You just worship Govardhan. And if he gets angry, I will take care. And then, that was the message. Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam. Bhujagashayanam. Now just see the thing. A snake is actually representative of the mode of ignorance. Lord Vishnu is sleeping, which is again mode of ignorance. But he is creating at the same time. And is yoga nidra. So he's conquered ignorance. And he is ejected passion. Through his navel, Brahma is born. He's a Raja, original king. Raja means Rajogun. So, Rajogun is out, Tamogun is out. He is situated in pure goodness. Shantakaram. You cannot. And therefore, you eulogize him, you praise him. He's not going to. He will just see what is good for you and give you what you need. You cannot. And therefore, this problem of getting what. What you want just by that chaplusi giri, because unqualified people get blessings and they take up very important positions into the universal management and create a havoc. So therefore Lord Sri Krishna has established this as a universal principle. Just do the right thing. You just do your Krishna consciousness. You just chant your rounds. You just read Srimad Bhagavatam. Be surrendered to me. And do Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. That's all it takes. And then I'll take care of it. Why do you need to go here and there and do all these chaplosi giri, chatokari? You see, I mean, Indian politics is full of that only. And that's what is also happening in the modern society. All these mystics, all these babas, all these matas. Our Vedic literature is very, very open-minded and transparent. When Srimad Bhagavatam can say, Guru na sasyat, Swajano na sasyat, Daivam na sasyat, Mata na sasyat, Pita na sasyat, Namo chayirya samupetya mrityum. How revolutionary Srimad Bhagavatam is. Says that, what happens, say you accept a guru and he, say maybe falls down. Say, he does not now follow the principles of Krishna consciousness. Are you still going to follow him? Let's take this. This is the controversial thing. It's there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Guru na sasya. Now you see there are so many babas who are claiming that, okay, so and so. They get so many followers. They have excellent oratory skills. In fact, they are yogis, in fact. They say they can really capture your attention and it can hold you. They have some kind of siddhis and therefore they have thousands of followers, millions of followers, and they are following him. Is it not? But then what happens when people discover eventually, okay, they are not up to the standard, and then what happens? The problem is they are still following them. still following them. When our Bhagavatam says that, it is not to the person you are surrendering. You are surrendering to the principle, is it not? Otherwise, why is it Guru Nasasat? Suppose if the person is not following, then will you still follow him? That, what is the difference? You are attached to your wife, you are attached to your daughter, you are attached to your son, you are attached to your husband, you are attached to your father, you are attached to the mother. Shastra is saying, give up your attachment to all these things, then you are attached to your Guru. Who has fallen down? How is that any different? It's a revolutionary concept which Shastra is explaining, that it is a principle of Krishna consciousness. What makes a person? It's not being sentimentally attached to somebody. Oh, are kaise chhod do? Oh, kaise itna sara gyan diya re? Come on, yaar. You may have some sentiment. You may wish well for that person, but don't follow that person. You know, he still may be, he may be having a place in your heart. You should will for everybody. Doesn't mean you still. That is the problem with the Indians. And when, in fact, where you have to put your heart, they're putting their, where you put your intelligence, they're putting their heart now. It is fact that you must surrender, you must develop attachment, prasangam, majaram, pasham, atmano, kavayu, veduhu. And all those things are there. But at the same time, you see, that discrimination is lacking. And therefore, that principle is what is important. Principle. And when you are surrendering to the principle, you are surrendering to Krishna. Because the principle, Krishna is the principle. He is Sakshat Dharma. He is Dharma incarnation. So therefore, Vedas are his words. So when we are surrendering to the Vedas, to the injection, and that may be represented through people in this world, we are surrendering to Krishna. I respect, so therefore we respect everybody, but our love is for Krishna. Is it not? And that is a very important message that Srimad Bhagavatam is giving here. Is that Vishnu is the only person worthy of surrender, because he is beyond this. He is not a person with a false ego of thinking that I am the body, cannot give us the right direction. Because you have praised him, he will take you and he will give you maybe whatever position and maybe give you all those things just because you have praised him. And in India, people know how to get into positions. That is not what Krishna consciousness is all about. It's not about becoming anybody's. It's all about one universal principle. If anybody follows it, then he can. And therefore, attaining Krishna's mercy is the process of surrendering to the process of Sankirtan Yuga Dharma. As I was explaining, in Khargar we had Nam Sankirtan. And I was giving the message, they told me to give a message. I said the same thing, that Satya Dhyayato Vishnu, you do Dhyan and Satyug, and you chant the names of God, that Yuga also. In Treta Yuga also you are chanting the names of God. What is there? The performance of Yajna, the names of God is still there only. And then in the Dwapara Yuga there is huge temples and there are deities. You are chanting, you are doing the mantras, you are doing the pujas. That is, the holy name chanting is in there in every Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, Kali Tad Hari Kirtanat, Kirtan, that Sankirtan is a uniqueness in this age. It's not Kirtan, it's Sankirtan actually. Coming together in large numbers in chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And if we just simply do that, then we will attract the mercy of Lord Vishnu, Lord Hare Krishna. And we'll go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Aur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. God Premanandi.